97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Kate Mizgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Well, I said Connect Chiropractic. That means you're a chiropractor.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about your business.
So my business is a chiropractic office that is very small and low-key, and our goal is to maintain patient-centered care. So if you've been to a chiropractor before, you know we typically adjust, and then a lot of chiropractors have a lot of extra bells and whistles in their office, such as stim units or big fancy tables. And so my goal is to be a very hands-on, one-on-one chiropractor that adjusts and does muscle work with my patients.
Got it. And is that what sets you apart from other chiropractors, or is there more?
There's definitely a little bit more. So a lot of chiropractors just adjust. I am very physical therapy oriented in that I like to do a lot of muscle work with my patients. There's definitely, in Chapel Hill specifically, a lot of really great chiropractors. One of the cool things about Chapel Hill is that we all work together really well and like to refer around. One of my favorite clients to work with or patients is the women between, 14 and 60 or something along those lines that are typically pretty active and they are dealing with things that maybe traditional chiropractic hasn't really helped yet. So we like to work on your core work, core activation. I even get a little bit into pelvic floor work and figuring out if there's any pelvic floor problems, which can be a big issue after birth and things of that nature. So definitely a little bit different than a lot of the chiropractors in the area, but we do a lot of similar things as well too.
You mentioned that women are your favorite. Is most of your business women?
Primarily, yeah.
Really?
So I'm probably 85 to 90% women right now. I am happy to treat men. Typically, a lot of the men I see are husbands or boyfriends of my women clients, but otherwise they are mostly women.
Mostly women. You mentioned the range starting at 14 years old. Why would a 14-year-old need a chiropractor?
So have you seen a 14-year-old text recently? Ultimately, they spend most of their time with their head leaning forward. Text to neck.
Text neck.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I call it. So
goodness. That's
for starters. Beyond that, computers are definitely changing our posture a lot, and this is probably the first generation growing up that has been sitting at computers since they were tiny. So really, there's a lot of changes that could be happening up and down the spine and into the neck, and especially with headaches at that age when the hormones start changing. So happy to work with the younger girls as well.
Usually, I don't ask for tips during the first opening of our discussions, but mm-hmm. at this point, what tips would you give parents to tell their youth who are using the phone so much to avoid getting text neck?
So I think we need to make it cool to put your phone all the way up in front of your eyes instead of down in your lap. And I will see, it makes me crazy, but I'll see so many girls or anybody holding their phone down by their belly button almost. So if you actually bring that up so that it's eye level, which is going to change your shoulder posture a little bit, but just by doing that one thing and holding it a little bit further from your face, you're going to start to see a lot of decrease in headaches and neck tension.
Dr. Kate, I'll bet just that discussion alone has a lot of parents and grandparents saying, we've got to send our kid to see Dr. Kate. What is your contact information?
So my phone number is 919-307-9610. And the website is Chiropractic for Women. That's FORWOMEN.com. All my information's on there, price, everything, including how to schedule.
Do you work 6 days a week, 5 days a week? What are your hours?
So currently we are scheduled for about 4 days a week. I hope to expand that shortly and, maybe then unexpand it. Who knows? But right now we're available pretty much 4 to 5 days a week.
That's very good. Is there a long lead time to get in to see you?
We can usually get people in within the next day.
Very good. Why did you go into chiropractic, Dr. Kate?
let's see, when I was 18 or so and you're choosing your career that you're thinking about going into, I knew I wanted to do something medically oriented. So I went to undergrad with the idea of being a MD and medical doctor. I'd worked with a lot of orthopedic surgeons in the past and orthopedic doctors with my mother, who was a nurse. And so I really enjoyed that general idea. And then as I got through college, I was thinking, meh, it's a little bit more intense than I thought. And so So I wanted to have a family, a life and a family, not just a career. And so then I was looking around and a friend pointed me in the direction of chiropractic. And so once I visited a chiropractor, I looked at it and thought, I think this is what I want. I explored that. And since then, I've been doing chiropractic.
And the rest is history.
Exactly.
Why Chapel Hill?
I love North Carolina. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, so it's a little bit cold and icy and wet up there.
I like the way you say a little bit.
A little bit. You get used to it.
Yes.
So we were looking at places to move my then boyfriend and now husband, and we decided that we really liked North Carolina, so we ended up in Chapel Hill, which is just a great town.
Great town to live in.
Certainly.
They call it the South Side of Heaven,
yes.
Dr. Kate. How old is your business? When did you start it?
I started my business in May of 2014.
All right. How do you market your business, Dr. Kate? How do people know about you?
Primarily referral right now. So my goal is to be, like I said, low overhead, right? So I don't want to be doing a lot of fancy advertising that I need to then pass that cost on to my patients. So I hope to just, most of my patients come in via a suggestion from a friend that is already a patient or somebody that I've met along the way.
You gave us your contact information. Could you repeat the phone number one more time?
Certainly. 919-307-9610.
Thank you. You also mentioned, when I asked you about your business, that you were more low-key. That wasn't the term you used, but you said no frills kind of a business. How has that worked for you? How do your patients feel about that?
So far, they've really appreciated it from what I can tell. In general, they get a lot of hands-on care. It's one-on-one, so they're not shuffled from person that, you know, takes your blood pressure, then over to the person that does the exam, and then over to the doctor for a quick adjustment, and then to somebody for muscle work, which those models have their benefit, but my patients really enjoy. They come into my office, we sit down, we talk, we work through things, we adjust if we need to adjust, do the treatment we need to do, talk again, reschedule, collect payment out the door.
There we are.
They seem to enjoy it.
About how many treatments does it take for, let's just talk about text neck. About how long does it take before the patient doesn't feel any pain? I know they have to do it right, but about how long, if once they start doing it correctly, will that pain go away?
That varies significantly. A lot of patients will have relief immediately after their first treatment. Some patients, it'll take a few more treatments. I typically have my patients follow up within a week of their first treatment. So I don't necessarily do 3 times a week for 3 weeks. Sometimes it might be once a week for a couple weeks or something along those lines. And usually I would say within 6 minutes or six treatments.
Six treatments. Good to know. Thank you. Let's take a break, Dr. Kate. When we come back, let's hear more about your business.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Dr. Kate Niesgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And we're back. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Kate Niesgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic. Dr. Kate, you mentioned that you're a chiropractor, that you spend a lot of time with the other chiropractors in the Chapel Hill and the Orange County area. How do you stay current on the latest trends in chiropractic?
Staying current is definitely very important. One of the biggest things that I do is continuing education courses. So recently I spent a weekend doing something called neurokinetic therapy, which is a very interesting technique, very cool, helps to reset the nervous system so that it fires your muscles in the proper order, which is something that we've gotten definitely good at compensating in. There's also a lot of online forums that seem to really, really help. So even on Facebook, and I hate to say that I use Facebook as a way to keep current, but a lot of the best doctors are out there. They are posting their studies. They're posting studies that are out in peer-reviewed journals and things of that nature. So I tend to do that. There's also a lot of chiropractic meetings in the area. So we'll get together and chat.
How long has chiropractic been around? I'm thinking hundreds of years.
It's got an interesting history. It goes way back to bone crackers. I believe they were called back in the medieval times.
Medieval.
Most recently, a couple hundred, not even a couple hundred years, with Palmer. He is the primary starter of chiropractic care. So
if it's been around that long, and to mention the courses that you're taking now to stay current, it sounds like even though it's been around so long, there's still new innovations for chiropractors to learn.
Certainly, certainly. Chiropractic can be a very basic technique in that the idea being that you adjust the joints and it allows your nervous system to function better. Throughout the course of probably, I would say, the past 50 years or so, they're really getting into the details of what that means as far as what does that mean, just your nervous system flowing better.
Right.
And it's significantly more intense than one might have thought. So there's a lot of really cool studies coming out about joint capsules and the way the nervous system attaches into your soft tissue and fascia. And so there's a lot of changes that we might have been affecting all along, but now they're understanding why it's more important.
I just heard the word fascia recently. Would you tell our audience what fascia is for those who don't know?
Oh, fascia is probably a weekend-long course just to understand what it truly is. It's probably a layer of tissue in between your muscles and your tendons, and it actually works a lot more in stabilizing your body as well as increasing mobility from, say, when you go to throw a ball, from transferring that motion from your hip into your arm. So it's actually got a lot more function than they previously thought. They had just thought it was just laying in the middle, and Now they're realizing it does a lot of work.
Goodness. Fascia.
Fascia.
F-A-C-I-A?
F-A-S-C-I-A.
F-A-S-C-I-A. Fascia. Got it. Like fuchsia. Got it. As a business, Dr. Kate, what challenges do you find you have in growing your business?
The biggest thing that I have probably seen so far is that I am a one-woman show at the moment, so I don't have a lot of help in the hands-on day-to-day work. So I meet with my patients, and then after that, the work doesn't end. So yes, I spend an hour with you, but there's a lot of follow-up as far as exercises I need to send to you or information that needs to be transferred from, you know, my brain into the computer, things of that nature. So really, as far as continuing to grow, it's just a matter of growing enough to the point where I can hopefully begin to hire more and more people from the Chapel Hill area and Orange County to really create the wellness center that I'm looking for.
Right. I can imagine with so many other chiropractors in the area, it sounds like you're a connected group. Yet and still, what makes the patient want to go to Chiro A versus Chiro B versus Chiro C? So I can understand that as well. I'm going to ask you a very wide open question, Dr. Kate. What is the worst common pain your clients come in with?
Oh, certainly. So I see a lot of headaches, neck pain, and then probably what I would consider hip or low back pain. So believe it or not, most of my patients do not come in after they have just had a back spasm or like they just threw their low back out. That's actually not my most common. I see a lot of more chronic conditions that started 10 years ago, 10 months ago, 10 weeks ago even, but have progressed to the point where now they can no longer deal with the pain. So up in the neck is a big one where you see people who've been spending 30 to 40 hours a week sitting at a computer, if not longer, and that has slowly progressed to cause pain.
Another wide open question. Let's take the patient who's got the pain in their neck from sitting all these years. Tell us the process from beginning to end as to when they first see you to when that pain is gone.
Certainly.
Wide open.
So the first visit is typically going to be something like an hour. I get into pretty detailed health history. And then after that, we'll treat and we'll see how you respond to your first treatment. So it's typically a puzzle, especially with a lot of chronic pain patients or patients that have had this pain settling in over the course of time. And so you'll see results after that first visit. I hope in general you do. And then from there, it's about lifestyle changes typically. So for the chronic neck pain patient, I would say after the first 3 to 4 visits, you should be feeling 85% better. Hopefully, assuming that you are also doing the exercises I send you home with, and you're looking at your ergonomics, and you're setting up your computer differently, and you're holding your phone differently, all of that. And then hopefully within those 4 visits or so, and then 6 to 8, and hopefully you're back to what I would consider ground zero, back to ideal position.
And then after the pain is gone, do they need to continue coming to see you on a regular or irregular basis?
That's up to the patient. What I will say is that I personally get adjusted somewhere between every 2 to 4 weeks. I notice that I'm rough on my body. I sit at a desk, and then I get up and adjust patients, and then I go out into the world and play soccer. And there's always things that are getting cricked or stuck or tight. And I say, once you know how it feels to feel good, so once that pain is gone and you're more aligned, after that happens, then you know the warning signs at the beginning of like, oh, but I'm getting a little spot here. Right. Maybe I should get this taken care of now. So a lot of people will come in about once a month or mm-hmm. somewhere around there just to stay mobile.
And feel good.
Exactly.
Dr. Kate, why don't you give us your contact information again?
So my phone number is 919-307-9610. That is 919-307-9610. And then the rest of the information is definitely going to be online, www.chiropracticforwomen, that's forwomen.com.
Beautiful. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about your business, Dr. Kate.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guest is Dr. Kate Nizgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Dr. Kate Nizgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic right here in Chapel Hill. Dr. Kate, just to repeat one thing that we said in the first section, most of your patients are women. Is that correct? Did you say 85% of your patients are women?
Yes.
Ranging from age 14 to whatever, 150. Got it. During the break, we talked about some tips. I'd like you to share with the audience tips for certain ailments people may have, certain pains they may have. Can we start with the neck and ask you what tips you would give for people who have neck pain?
Certainly. So the first tip that I would say for neck pain is to look at your posture and get to know what you're spending most of your time doing. Are you sitting at a computer for 40 hours a week? Are you sitting at a computer for longer than that? Are you cooking and standing over a stove and leaning, looking down a lot? So number one is to get an idea of what you're doing and what movement your neck is in. So the best way to address that is to look at the position and then work on doing the opposite and see if that starts to help decrease your neck pain. So if you're leaning forward over a counter or over your books all the time, try leaning backwards and looking up towards the ceiling a little bit more consistently.
Okay, that's the neck. Thank you. And what about the lower back?
Stretch. So if you are experiencing low back pain, and depending on when it is, I want you to start to get to know your low back, get to feel your joints move. So before you get out of bed in the morning, do some pelvis wiggles, tilt it up and down, maybe lay on your stomach and push your chest up with your hands straight into the mattress. That is definitely a good way to start stretching that. And then maybe lay on your back and pull your knees towards your chest. So those are the most important is just to get to know what positions start hurting and maybe work on.
How long should you hold your knees to your chest?
Varies. It varies a lot. I couldn't even really give a recommendation. I would start with 5 seconds and work your way up.
Excellent. Excellent. And then the grand poobah of tips, water.
All right. So you've heard this before, and especially during the summertime or even in the middle of the winter when you have the flu or the cold. But I'm expecting my patients to be drinking at least 4 to 6 ounces of water per hour that you are awake. So if you can replace something that you're drinking and drink it water instead, that is perfect. If not, then I just want you to have that 16-ounce water bottle next to you, and I want you to be drinking 4 to 6 ounces per hour. Your tissue really needs water to hydrate and to heal, and so especially in your spinal cord and your spinal column, that's very, very important.
Well, Dr. Kate, thank you so much for those tips, and I'm sure our audience is going to benefit from the advice that you're given.
I hope so.
Thank you, and thank you so much for coming and seeing me today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL. My guest has been Dr. Kate Niesgoda, who is the owner of Connect Chiropractic, subtext wellness for women, but she sees men too. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.